Hey everyone. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, where we're all about leveling up our lives with a little ancient wisdom and a whole lot of modern swagger. I'm Madison Lane, your host and resident Stoic cheerleader, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster of life with grace, grit, and maybe even a little laughter along the way. Now, relationships, those beautiful, messy bundles of joy and frustration, are at the heart of what makes us human. But let's be real, keeping them strong can feel like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Today, we're diving deep into how stoicism can become your secret weapon for building rock-solid relationships that weather any storm. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? You know that feeling when you just want to say what's on your mind, but fear it'll blow things up. That's where stoicism comes in, folks. It's all about understanding our own emotions and reactions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and learning to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Imagine this. A friend cancels plans last minute for the third time. Instead of freaking out or letting bitterness build, you practice that stoic self-control. You acknowledge your disappointment, but you don't let it consume you. You understand that life happens, people make mistakes, and sometimes things just don't go according to plan. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about mastering them. It's about choosing how we respond to situations, even the annoying ones. Think of it like this. Stoicism is a superpower for relationship ninjas. We're talking less drama, more understanding, and way more peace of mind. And speaking of peace of mind, remember that famous saying, "Don't sweat the small stuff." Well, stoicism takes that to another level. It encourages us to focus on what truly matters, the big picture, our values, and our long-term goals. Instead of getting bogged down by petty squabbles or minor disagreements, we learn to let go of the things that don't serve us. This doesn't mean avoiding conflict altogether, but it means approaching it with a calmer, more rational perspective. Another stoic gem for strong relationships is empathy. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see the world from their point of view. It's not always easy, trust me, I've been there. But when we can truly understand where our loved ones are coming from, it breaks down walls, builds bridges, and fosters deeper connections. Ever notice how often people say, "Talk to me like you're talking to your best friend"? Stoicism encourages us to approach relationships with honesty, authenticity, and vulnerability. It's about creating a safe space where we can be our true selves, flaws and all. This doesn't mean oversharing everything or becoming super emotional. It means being genuine, open, and willing to listen without judgment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Zara and John, a couple who have been together for years. They've hit a rough patch, work stress, family issues, the usual suspects. One night, they're arguing over something trivial like whose turn it is to do the dishes. But instead of letting things escalate into a full-blown meltdown, Zara takes a deep breath and remembers her stoic training. She tells John, "Hey, I know we're both stressed right now and this dish thing feels like a big deal, but let's take a step back. We're both tired and feeling overwhelmed. Can we talk about this later when we've had a chance to cool off? See how that works?" Zara uses her stoic skills to de-escalate the situation, prioritize communication, and show empathy for John's feelings. That's the power of stoicism in action. It doesn't magically solve every relationship problem, but it equips us with the tools to handle them with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of understanding. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways from today's episode. Mastering your emotions, focusing on what truly matters, practicing empathy, being authentic and vulnerable, and using stoicism as a roadmap for navigating those relationship bumps in the road. Remember, relationships are like gardens. They require consistent care, attention, and a little bit of love to thrive. But with the wisdom of stoicism as your guide, you can cultivate strong, lasting bonds that bring joy, support, and meaning to your life. Ready to put those lessons into action? Share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little stoic boost. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what resonates with you most about building strong relationships through stoicism. Next time, we'll be tackling another aspect of stoic living, how to cultivate inner peace amidst the chaos of modern life. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.